Hi, I'm Irma Minerva at the University Libraries at UNCG, and this is your podcast of the week.
Today, we are interviewing the newly hired David Gwynn, the Digital Projects Coordinator at UNCG Libraries. So, David, how long have you been working here at UNCG Libraries, and what exactly is it that you do?
Well, I started out as a student worker in 2008, working at a Digital Projects Lab. Was hired full-time in fall of 2009 as the Civil Rights Greensboro Project Manager. That was my official title. Starting at, oddly enough, tomorrow, I'm officially now the Digital Projects Coordinator here. And what that means is essentially I coordinate and I manage to a large degree. I coordinate with a lot of other departments, specifically university archives and special collections, a lot of work with cataloging, and other departments as well, to put digital versions of material online that becomes searchable and a little more easily discoverable.
Where were you before you came to UNCG, and what other types of jobs have you had in the past?
For most of my career, I was sort of doing two things at once. I've been working adjacent to retail. I worked for FedEx Kinko's for about 16 years at the store level, and then more in an administrative kind of back office management level. That was where I learned a lot of what I know about technology, about digital imaging and document creation. And during that time, I was also working as a freelance web designer, and then ultimately started doing that full time a few years ago as well. I worked with book publishers, TV stations, a nonprofit organization.
Mm-hmm. So what's your favorite thing about the new job here, David?
What I really like about this job is, first and foremost for me, it's all about the stuff. I like old stuff. It's about finding that interesting thing or looking at something and saying, this would be really cool if we could put it online and make it available to people so that anyone can find it. I like particularly working in a university environment. That's sort of where I've always felt at home and what I've always wanted to do. And I like working with a lot of great people in the library who are informed and who are really excited about what they do. And for the first time in my life, I actually like coming to work in the morning. Mm-hmm. Which is kind of a cool thing to be able to say.
Yeah. Right. So what are your thoughts on the future of libraries and digitization?
Future of libraries, let's hold off on it just a second, because that's a little bit of a harder question. Future of digitization, I've got some very strong opinions on. I'll say it's going to have to become a lot less labor intensive in the future. That's an absolute given, particularly since budgets are not likely to get larger in the coming years, just because A, there's less money, B, there's going to come a point where people are going to become less excited about digitization. It's not going to be the hot new thing. So it's going to have to become less labor intensive, and that's going to involve a couple things. First thing, to use the archival term, it's going to be all about the MPLP, the more product, less process. And the way I see that applying to digitization is that specifically a big thing we're going to need to do, let the technology do some of the work for you, you're never going to get anything done. And striking a balance, again, between how much time you want to spend describing the materials and how quickly you actually want to be able to get stuff online and available, because one of the two is probably going to have to be sacrificed. You can't sacrifice quality and accuracy, but you can sacrifice quantity as far as describing materials. And that's where most of the labor is in digitization.
Cool.
Okay. And what do you like to do outside of work?
There is outside of work.
So they say.
I like to travel a lot when I can. I haven't had as much chance lately. I've driven back and forth across the country several times. I like the big, good old-fashioned cross-country road trip. I like to take pictures. I specifically like to take pictures of buildings and cities and streetscapes, because that's what I'm interested in. And yeah, as far as traveling, that's what I like to do. I like to visit cities.
What's your current favorite city besides Greensboro?
I'm a big fan of Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh is cool.
Because it's just kind of a really neat place, and the thing that's really great about it is that nobody knows what a neat place it is, so the people that would keep it from being a neat place generally are staying away from it.
Good point.
It's a big city that became a small city because half the population's moved out in the last 30 years as the steel industry collapsed. But in the process, they realized that medicine and education was their future, and it's actually a strangely healthy city. It's sort of like a big overgrown college town.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to add? You'd like people to know about yourself?
I'd like people to come up and see me. I don't think a lot.
Sometimes.
I just don't think a lot of people know
where
we're up there and know exactly what we
oh.
do up there on the third floor in that little cubby over the portico. So,
for now. But
yeah.
We'll be moving, right?
We will be moving to the fifth floor.
Honey, we don't have a fifth floor. I don't know who told you
about that. But come up and see me there, too. And yeah, come up and see me. And let me show you around and show you what we do, too.
It's exciting.
It's exciting, and it's really cool.
Great.
Thank you, David.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks.